From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. American swimming phenom Michael Phelps has just reached a major milestone. He won the silver in the men's 200-meter butterfly, which means he ties the record for most Olympic medals. In this race, South Africa won gold. Check off another Olympic medal for USA. The women's gymnastics team is basking in gold. They clinched the Olympic title in London today for the first time since 1996. Their score was 183.596, 5 points ahead of Russia. As you might imagine, cheers and chants of USA rang out from the stands. There was also gold in the water for the U.S. women's team. Allison Schmidt won the women's 200-meter freestyle Olympic gold. New provisions of the health care law taking effect tomorrow will require insurance companies to give women access to a range of preventive health services without charge. NPR's Craig Windham reports the change is expected to benefit an estimated 47 million women.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says medical insurance plans will now be required to cover 8 preventive services for women at no charge,
including domestic violence screenings, breastfeeding counseling and supplies, and a well woman visit, where she can sit down and talk with her health care provider.
Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says the changes will especially help women who are having trouble making ends meet, women such as his sisters, both of whom died of breast cancer.
For them to go to get a checkup would have cost money that they could ill afford at that time.
Harkin says he hopes that now women will not put off getting checkups or preventive health care. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner says House and Senate leaders have reached a deal to consider a 6-month continuing resolution in September to keep the government operating into next year. The agreement would fund the government at levels called for by last summer's budget and debt pact between Boehner and President Obama. Consumer spending in the U.S. has slowed to a crawl. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports spending was flat last month, despite higher incomes.
Consumer spending drives more than two-thirds of economic growth, but it's stalled of late, unchanged in June after declining the month before. With Americans holding on to their money, economic growth remains weak, and employers are adding few jobs to payrolls. Scott Brown is chief economist at Raymond James & Associates.
We're seeing a sort of a pace of job growth where we're growing enough to absorb the increase in the working age population, but we're really not making up much of the ground that was lost during the downturn.
However, the Commerce Department says personal incomes rose 0.5% in June, the sharpest gain in 3 months. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 34 points at 13,039. This is NPR News. In another sign of recovery in the housing sector, home prices rose in May in all major U.S. cities, signaling higher sales. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index gained 0.9%, exceeding economists' expectations. Despite the latest uptick in housing news, the White House says the sector is still far from where it should be. Spokesman Jay Carney told reporters today that struggling homeowners need housing rescue programs to help catch up on their mortgage payments. A think tank has offered its advice to the U.S. Forest Service on the best way to fight wildfires from the air. As Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio tells us, the RAND Corporation says it's now provided the government with a framework to upgrade its aging and shrinking fleet.
The report commissioned by the U.S. Forest Service says so-called scooper aircraft are the most cost-effective way of adding aerial assets. The planes use water from lakes and rivers to then drop on nearby fires. The report says such aircraft can make more drops than air tankers that have to fly back and forth to airports to get new loads of retardant. The head of the Forest Service, though, is not in love with the advice. Tom Tidwell says he thinks the RAND Corporation used incorrect information to arrive at that conclusion. Tidwell, though, says he does agree with most of the report's other recommendations. The government's air tanker fleet has shrunk by about 80% since 2000 over safety concerns of planes born in the Cold War. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.
The Associated Press reports an Army sergeant has been sentenced to 30 days in prison for his role in the alleged hazing and suicide of a fellow soldier. Sergeant Adam Holcomb was convicted yesterday by a military jury in North Carolina. This is NPR News.